Tonight's Shir Simin Samech Vov Seif Tes and Seif Yud. Seif Tes Ein La'anos Kaddish Ukedusha Ben Geula L'Tfila. One should not respond to Kaddish Kedusha between the Bracha Gal Yisrael and the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. The Ketzad Oseh, what should he do if he sees Kedusha or Kaddish coming? Mamtin B'Shir Chadosha. He should wait a Shir Chadosha. The Elanos, he could respond at Shir Chadosha, and he's not holding after the Bracha Gal Yisrael. Mishdebur Sifkaten Mem Tesu Kedusha. One should not respond to Kaddish Kedusha. V'chein Baruchu U'modim. The same is true for Baruchu, Modim. It would work nicely if he could see to it that he begins this when he's bowing, when the tzibur is bowing for modim. But you're not allowed to respond to the modim drabonim when you're after the bracha gaiso. There are later authorities who write that on Shabbos it is permissible to respond to Kash and Kedusha after the Bracha Gal Yisrael, for Kol Hani Shedarim Lehem and all those that are similar to Kash Kedusha, Haneskarim Le'el B'Sif Gimel, we mentioned before in Sif Gimel, Ben Gula Tefila. Finally, come on, B'Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, look later in Simin Kuf Yud Aleph. Sifkata Nun Aleph. The Chesed Oitza. So what should he do? What's it allowing me to say? Imidayan Lo Shama Kedusha, Ubarachu. He had not yet heard Kedusha, he had not yet heard Baruchu. And he's approaching Gal Yisrael. He should wait. Wait at Shir Chadasha. La'acha she'amar oisefelo. After he says oisefelo, he should wait. V'kozel l'chadchila. Now that's l'chadchila. Al b'di'eved l'maisa. If he went past there, kosh lo'amar brochat Hashem. As long as he didn't say the words brochat Hashem for Gal Yisrael, yachal la'anos. He could still respond to the kash kedusha. Well, la'ach in tzarich la'haschil mirosh chadasha. Then he has to go back to the beginning of Shir Chadasha and repeat it. Or at least it's Yisrael. Why? To haschal se'inyan. That's the beginning of that topic of the bracha. Okay, in mashakas magenavam b'sivkan gimel, like you find the magenavam b'sivkan gimel. V'gam al tzarich lo mein hachasim esam lechachasim lechatchila. We always want lechatchila to say the phrase that's similar to the bracha's chasima next to that bracha. So if you interrupted right before the words bracha to Hashem to respond kach kedusha, then you should go back to repeat the words leading up to Brochat Hashem. So there's a smichus between the end of the Brocha and the Brochat Hashem that you can conclude with. Se'if Yud. Kol mi shelo omar emes v'yatsiv shachris. Whoever does not say emes v'yatsiv in the morning, v'emes v'emuna arvis and emes v'emuna in the evening, lo yatsi dechovas ha-mitzvah kitikna. Did not fulfill his mitzvah Ketikna the way it's supposed to be. This is a phrase from the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, but the Mechaber is the word Ketikna. The Lashon of the Gemara is whoever doesn't say as Yatzah, doesn't say Mamuna, lo Yatzah. He wasn't Yatzah. So the Mechaber is, it doesn't mean you're not Yatzah, it means you're not Yatzah, Ketikna, you're not Yatzah the way you're supposed to. The Ramah explains, Mishu onus v'dochuk ve'en lo panay l'esbal miyad acha kriyishma, someone who is in a situation that he cannot control, and he cannot continue to daven after Kriyashma. Yikra Kriyashma at MS, he should recite the Shema through MS. V'yabdin lomer sh'ar ha-brachas at Shispa, and then wait for the rest of the brachas of V'yatsev and so on until he's ready to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Shaz yoma V'yatsev v'nochem v'chul v'yispa, then he'll say V'yatsev v'nochem and daven, k'dei sh'yisma k'ul t'filo, and he'll be able to put the ge'ula of Gal Yisrael next to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Mishdebur sifkata nun gimel. If someone does not say Emes V'yatsiv in the morning or Emes V'yatsiv in the evening, is not Yoytze his chiyuv kitikna. Here he has kitikuna. I don't know what changed between the nusach and the
chaver. I would have expected kitikuna
up top also. Right. Avalo shelo yotze klai de kriyashma. It doesn't mean you're not Yoytze kriyashma if you didn't say Emes V'yatsiv as V'yatsiv afterwards. The Kaimlon, because we hold the Halacha, the Brachos ain't Ma'akvah Zekri Yishma. The Brachos are not Ma'akvah. You can be Yetzir Kri Yishma without saying the Brachos. So how can it be that you're not Yetzir Kri Yishma if you didn't say Emes V'yatsiv or Emes V'munah? El Ashay Dezeh HaKri Yishma Shalo Gam Kenenu Koroi. But Lamaisa, his Kri Yishma is not perfect. V'yachzer al kol ponim lo amar achat filo im lo amar kod filo. And if he didn't say emes v'yatsev or emes mun before Shemon Esrei, he should say it after Shemon Esrei. V'chile'el b'simen samach, sefer as we said before in Simen Samach. V'toiv sheyom ha'odah pa'al kriyashma, and it's even better that he should say kriyashma again. So if he said kriyashma and didn't say emes v'yatsev, and Shemon Esrei, when he's done Shemon Esrei, he should go back and say emes v'yatsev, and really he should say Shema and emes v'yatsev together after Shemon Esrei. Kasev ha'tur b'shem Yushalmi. The Torah quotes Yushalmi. Tzarech lahaskir be'emes v'yatsev yitzis mitzrayim u'malchus u'kriyas yamsuf u'maks b'chiras ayin sham. There's a requirement when you're saying emes v'yatsev to include a mention of leaving mitzrayim, malchus shemayim, kriyas yamsuf, the maks b'chiras. Look over there. U'mashma b'rashbo b'rachos yud aleph to the ikuvahu afib d'yevet. Now, when you look in the Chiddush of the Chiddush Rashba in Brachas over there, it seems to be this is ma'akev. V'tzarech in Brachas Yudal Dama Beis Megmarit. This is a problem from the Gemara in Brachas Yudal Dama Beis. For a boy lad kuiv v'chu l'v'shan aloch, what's the law we mean to say? Micha moicha sofa bracha, that we sang micha moicha to the end of the bracha. Kaperish Rashi, the fizeh choser makas b'chayus. So even though he's going to mention the kriyas yam sof, he's not mentioning makas b'chayus. And it's Masha, he is Yosef. But Dorch Lechab and Shachas and Arvus, and it's difficult to differentiate between Shachas and Marav. Vulin Lusachacha, Hoylem, Besov, Shoy, Besocha, Gam, Kitsibur, Marcus, Bechoyus. Maybe they had a different Lusach where they'd also include the Sibur of Marcus Bechoyus. Vigam Yushami, Brochus, Perak Avaloch, Avav, Mashas, to Huak Lechatchila. And from the Gemara in Yushami, it all seems to be that this is only Lechatchila, Ayin, Shamat, Sachi, and Lemaisa. I mean, Lemaisa, you should say it. His trial is a Ma'akiv or not. So, Tzarechli and Lemaisa is Ma'akiv. What if he transposed the bracha from Shachris in the evening or vice versa? If he didn't say Hashem's name at the end of the bracha, yachzor tchilas habracha back to the beginning. If he said Hashem's name, it's finished where you are, and you do not have to go back. He's saying Kriyishma, and then something arises and he cannot finish. So the Rama says, finish Shema and stop there, and later you'll come back to Emes V'yatsev, to come to V'yatsev. Tzarech Iyin. So here's a kasha. V'chimi hitulo lifsek v'nei she'en l'panai. Who says that you're allowed to interrupt because you don't have time to continue? Elami she'en l'panai. If you don't have time to continue, you could kriya Shema levada v'lo brachas. Say Shema without the brachas. Just say Shema, the three parashiyos. And later, when you have time, you can create Shema b'yachosev. Then you'll say Shema with the brachas, and you'll dash on Esrei. Uchadel b'simin samach sepeish. Said this before in simin samach. The sefer Harshalom kasev. The sefer Harshalom writes to be kamokum din haramohu emes enochem. But practically speaking, the law of the ramo is correct and true. Hechashakur kriyshma. If you did in fact start kriyshma, ki yasav v'shiuchal ligmar kolti. He thought he had time to finish the hoshman Esrei. Then, because of some oinus that came, as soon as he finishes Shema, he must stop there. He can't continue. In this case, we say the odd of Hashem Lekechem MS. He should finish through Hashem Lekechem MS. Then, when he comes to finish davening later, he'll start from V'yatsev. But if he knows from the get go that he will not have enough time to go through Shema and Shemona Esrei, v'yarei Shema Yavres Man Kriyas Shema Chilo Panei. He's afraid that if he waits till he has time to daven like a mensch, he'll miss this Man Kriyas Shema. Gam Humode L'Magen Avram Shiko Kriyas Shema Levado. The Rambam would agree that he should say Kriyas Shema by itself. Lukein Zatir is Gam Kriyas Megad Man Shem. Pimgam says this as well. So the Rambam's case that he started davening, he finished Shema, he can't continue, so stop there, and later on you'll come back to him to V'yatsev and Ochem through Shemon Esrei. There has to be a case when he thought he could finish davening. And because if he knows he couldn't finish davening, then of course the halacha will be to say Shema by itself, and later you'll daven like normal. But if you're in a case when I thought I could finish and then I can't, something changed, and now I have to interrupt, so in such a case, he'll stop after MS, and then he'll finish afterwards. Let's say this fellow is in the airport. He's waiting for a plane. And he thinks there's time, maybe the plane's delayed. And he's okay, so I have time to daven. And then all of a sudden they start boarding, changing plan. Do we have clearance? Everyone has to get on the plane now. And he's trying to finish and he's hurrying and he's nervous. And all of a sudden we're closing the doors. So he started thinking he could finish, but now he can't finish. So he stops at MS, gets on the plane, and then when he's seated and everything's taken care of, then he'll finish his davening at that point.
He starts
with Yatsev. Yeah, he starts with Yatsev. So that's what Dora was saying.
As
had he known that he won't have enough time, he says Shema on the terminal, and on the plane, he'll do the davening. But he thought there's a delay, and he could get everything in. And all of a sudden, they say, no, right now, that's it. I don't think the halacha says he has to miss his flight for this. So he'll stop, he'll get on the plane, and then once he's settled, he'll finish Vayatsev through Shmoneh Esrei.